Walking and talking with Dave Stratton. Dave, man of the match today, clutching your champagne. Is it a nice one? Is it Veuve Clicquot?
Nice, or it's only got man of the match written on it.
Who knows what it's hiding? Congrats, though, mate. You must be very pleased with your display and obviously the teams again.
Oh, yeah, the team were very good today. I thought the forwards played brilliant. I thought Andy Sol was going to get man of the match, actually. I thought he was superb today. Bath, they turned up the first 20 minutes, really showed, you know, they turned up to win the game, and we did well to stick with them. Didn't let them go too far ahead, and yeah, second half we came out. We knew if we stuck to our game plan that we get opportunities, and yeah, I really think our pack really, you know, stood up today.
Absolutely, and as it stands now, 3 points behind your old side at the top of the table. This little break in the Aviva Prem, so heading into Europe, it's all pretty positive.
No, definitely, yeah. We're a team that takes it literally one game at a time, a bit cliche, but we know that we went on a good run this time last year, and if we stick to our principles, we hopefully can do the same thing again.
Definitely. We're just hot-footing it because you're off to Cape Town for preparation. Very nice for some. Preparation for two huge games, Dave, obviously, in the Heineken Cup.
Oh, massive, yeah. I mean, we're unfortunate not to get the game out there this year. Hopefully it's something we can do another time. But, no, it's just it's a great opportunity. The club really looks after the boys and very grateful. But there'll be a bit of a holdy vibe when we're not training, but we're still going to take it, obviously, very serious in training because, like you say, we've got a massive game when we get back.
And just finally, obviously, I'm sure you'll have an eye, as will a lot of the Sarries boys, on Wednesday when the EPS is announced. You missed out on the World Cup controversially. Your name's certainly been bandied around about coming back in under Stuart Lancaster, a guy that you know well from Saxons days. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, I really enjoyed the Saxons when Faz and Stu were coaching. So I'm sure it's going to be a great setup. But after what happened at the World Cup, and, you know, I was very disappointed not to have gone, and I think a few other people were quite surprised as well. So I've kind of just really focused on the club rugby now. It's something where I don't really give much thought to it. If it happens, then, like every player will, they give 110% for it.
And just finally, on that general reflection, it says a lot about Sarries and how far the club's come with its young English players, that you, Alex Goode, Brad Barrett, Sawley, you name it, there are a lot that are being suggested as maybe getting in.
Well, I think the management were a bit blinkered to the talent at Saracens. There's a reason we won the league last year, and, you know, you never know, if a few more of the players had gone, it could have been a bit different. I mean, players like Owen Farrell, Brad Barrett, you know, they've been the form players in my eyes in the Premiership all last season, and obviously this one. So, you know, Andy Saul's putting his hand up, Goody's been playing brilliant. There's so many players who, obviously, at other clubs are playing well, but at the end of the day, we won the league last year, and it's got to be for a reason. I think they're the players that's the reason we won it.
Great to see you buzzing around out there, well played, and fingers crossed.
Thank you very much.